Well, it's NFL draft week, and around here, George, it's about the biggest week of the year.
Boy, it is, especially for some guys who work here. We have some dudes who are invested in the NFL draft, like Jake and Bob and David Newberry and David Moore, and of course, our very own Norm Hitchkus, who is here this morning with us to give us not only his mock draft, but a little duo mock draft with Norm and the Goose. Here we go.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, happy good morning. My name is Norman Bates Hitchkus, and I'm hosting my 73rd annual draft coverage right here on the ticket. Donnie is apparently laying out on me here. I'm not sure why he's not talking, but I'm really excited about this year's draft, and I've got a pretty good intuition as to how it's going to go. I feel pretty certain, in fact, I would say 100% certain, that there will be more players that go in the first round of this NFL draft than the Oakland A's will have fans at a home game in the stands at their next home game.
We got you. Yeah. Less than 32. Okay.
The A's haven't had more than 24 people in the stands since the dead body of General Francisco Francilissimo in the Nixon administration. joining us on the bad stick and glaze carrot hotline is the man who saved so much time not kissing women that he learned everything there is to know about football and more. He's the man who put goo in goose. He's Rick Goslin, firmly of the Dallas Morning News, and he's known as the Goose! Goose! How are you doing this morning, pal?
Morning, Norman. Best week of the year. But I've been better personally. I fell this morning on my toy phaser. Poked me right through my shorts. Kind of an Art Modell injury.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that, pal. So sorry. I'm going to make this very clear. That this next question is from me, Norman Adolph Hitchkus, to my friend Richard Dick Goslin. Rick, does it hurt? Does it hurt? Goose?
Yep.
Goose? Does it hurt?
Well, yeah, it hurts.
Oh, good. Hey, thought I lost you there for a moment, pal. Norman Menendez Brothers Hitchkus here. And we're coming to NFL draft, which should be covered with Tricky Rick. Rick Goslin, the Goose. Goose, okay, it's time to get down to business. Goose, who do you have going to Bryce Carolina Young as the first overall pick in the 2023 NFL draft? How did you know I was going to ask you that? Goose!
Bryce Young, quarterback, Alabama, best quarterback in the draft. Team's desperate for that position. I don't think he's a great prospect personally, but GMs are willing to live or die with a quarterback. Young's the guy.
Goose, it's amazing. Your declarative statement sounds so sure and confident. But I have to ask you about this pick, Goose. I mean, he's not any taller than an Oompa Loompa. I mean,
What, Norm?
An Oompa Loompa is from the Willy Wonka movie in the early 70s.
That's past my time, Norm. I had already exited childhood.
Oh. Anyway, it was Oompa Loompas were, you know, kind of these little midgets that just kind of wander around and walk funny. But why did they only give midgets creepy parts in movies back in the day, Goose?
Can't say that anymore, Norm.
Dare I say they only gave them small parts? Just, hey. Okay, with the number 2 pick, who does Houston
quarterback Ohio State?
Goose, how did you know I was going to ask you the number 2 pick directly after the number 1 pick?
Like I said about the young pick, teams are falling all over themselves. Take a quarterback. Stroud's the guy here.
You are amazing, my beloved Karnak. Your ability to see the future is unparalleled in sports broadcasting.
Norm, you and I love the draft more than we love our vintage Barbie collections.
Hey, you get that right, pal. You get that right. My name is Norman Dahmer Hitchkiss. You can reach me on my Facegram at marylover49@gmail.com. So text your comments and opinions to that bulletin board number I just gave you, and we'll read them on the air. Ruff, ruff. Yeah, we're entering the 21st century, pal. Goose, the Cowboys have the 26th pick in this year's NFL draft. Goose, you already had the answer.
He's a Witten clone. Jerry loved Witten. Loves hanging on to the past. This is a way of going back to the present.
My Mayor God!
Starts immediately.
Goose, you answer more rapidly than Mary dumps me off at the ER when I need medical intervention. Goose, this is incredible. Goose, let me ask you something. Do you have, I guess you'd call it a surprise pick. Do you have a surprise pick in this year? Gross! My God, that pick surprised me more than I was surprised to find out when Mary's adult sons were poisoning my leftovers after I revealed the location of my estate planning documents. But Goose, this is amazing.
He's Norman, he's my pick to click, Jonathan Wellmeyer. He's a punt blocker from Jacksonville State. I'd take him in the first round personally, but I'm more obsessed with special teams than I am with Star Trek. I think he goes in the third round to be accurate here. Jonathan Wellmeyer, punt blocker.
Goose, your powers of prognostication are only rivaled by your powers of virginity. Goose! I love you, pal!
Love you too, Norman.
Thank you,
time for me
thank
to go.
You, pal!
Gotta work on my board.
Johnny, not really speaking over there.
There they go. Norm and the Goose. Now we are ready for the NFL draft. All right, it's 8:40.